Good morning, and thanks for joining me this morning as we continue our study in the book of Philippians. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 13, Paul instructs Timothy to give attention to the public reading of Scripture, and that's what we're trying to do this week. We've been reading through the book of Philippians, and this morning we're going to read chapter 2 together and then make a few comments. We'll go ahead and get started. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy and be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father he serves me in the gospel. Therefore I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick, almost unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I send him the more eagerly, that you may see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Now, just a few comments as we wrap this chapter up. The major theme of this chapter is humility and service to others, and Paul starts out by encouraging us to put the needs of others ahead of our own. This goes against our very human nature, and this is easier said than done, but he goes on to bring up the ultimate example of humility, Christ. Jesus was, and is, God, but he willingly left heaven and took on human form in order to save us. Next, Paul instructs us to do all things without grumbling and complaining. And again, this is easier said than done, but there's a reason we are to do this. Paul said that if we show this kind of humility towards others and go about our days cheerfully, not begrudgingly, we will stand out. Some of the most powerful preaching ever done was done through actions, not words. If we show humility to others and do our work without the usual grumbling or complaining, we too will be lights in the world. Think of how it would stand out if we made more effort to be more selfless and complain less. Let's go out into the world today and strive to be lights to those around us. Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope that you'll join me again tomorrow as we read through chapter 3 and make some comments on that. I also would like to invite you to come worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens anytime you have the opportunity. Thanks again for tuning in this morning.